What's up, guys? This is the Black Queer Culture Show with James Patrick. Check out today's episode. What's going on, everybody? It's James Patrick, and we are at another episode of the Black Queer Culture Show. I am so excited because I get to talk to one of my favorite people in the whole entire world, and specifically in the entertainment world. She's shown me so much about how to rock the mic, how to hold the mic when I'm hosting. Like, let's go from there. All right. And I don't have no problem telling everybody I learned from the greatest. She's been a beacon at the forefront of the radio industry. She's been taking over South Carolina for I don't even know how, for eons, child, just forever. And she's been that girl, always will be that girl. And we're talking about Neek during the day. Y'all please give it up for Neek. Y'all calm down in the background. Calm down.
I love the sound of it.
It just gives you a little zhuzh. How are you doing today?
Oh man, I am doing fantastically well, maintaining, not complaining.
That's it. That's all it's about. What in the world have you been up to? I haven't gotten a chance. So for those of you that don't know, Neek and I were hosting a show called Wellness Wednesdays on Hot 103.9. And I haven't been, we've been shaking and shucking and jiving all year long. I ain't got a chance to run my fingers through her hair or give her the kind of hook. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Cause I love to feel the texture. I love the texture. But you had an epic year in 2022. Tell me what you've been up to.
Oh man. I mean, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. So to start, of course, still doing our radio thing with, was very, very fortunate to get the key to the city in the beginning of 2022.
Yes.
To Mayor Benjamin, actually, he said that was the last act that he had to do before he left office.
Wow.
So I definitely appreciate him as an honor of myself and one of my co-workers, which is Curtis Wilson, who is super legendary in his own right.
Absolutely.
And has done amazing in the community. So that was the start of 2022 off right. And just continuing to build, doing more voiceover work. So super excited about that. You're hearing my voice just all over around the globe.
Yeah. So,
yeah, man. Got to push forward and try to use all our talents and our skills
That's it.
Been working actually with some promoters in creating what we call like sponsorship pitch decks for different shows across the United States as well, with my experience at the radio station and helping put events on like women's empowerment and other non-traditional revenue events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm also expanding the brand and doing that as well. So that's been really, really good. Extremely good.
Yeah.
And still continuing to host. And I am a brand ambassador and influencer for Remy Martin and the products that are under the Remy Martin brand. So yeah, and also getting involved in investing, like just really been kind of educating myself and looking, trying to be what I call a futurist.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. there's so much that's going on. Technology, we need to be up on it. We need to pay attention to it. Do not fear it.
Yeah.
Just figure out how you can capitalize off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been up to.
She's a boss. She's a boss. What got you in the radio? What was your start?
Oh, I would say it probably piqued my interest when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be like in the morning, I would do the announcements for school, like talk about what was on school lunch. Oh, James, you laughing at me?
I love it because I can see that. Hi, everybody. Good morning. And you know, these are your morning announcements.
Yup, exactly. Talk about all the athletic events that was going on, extracurricular activities for the debate team, all that good stuff. And I was just like, and also used to edit like videos and stuff like that at school. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, I kind of do this. And so that's when I decided to major in mass communications. At first, I actually wanted to be an attorney. And I was on the debate team. But then when I had to see how we had to like research cases and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
I was like, nah, that's not for me.
Listen, because the kind of work that they have on them is crazy.
It's a lot.
I mean, we all need them, but I ain't got to be one of them.
Yeah. I definitely changed gears. And I love music. So, yeah, I just decided to take that in school, mass communications, and worked at the college radio station and television station, and I got a job in commercial radio first. And mm-hmm. That's where I've been.
Nice. What was the first radio station you worked at? Where were you?
Well, Actually, college radio was Georgia State University.
Okay.
They actually have a campus, and there's one of the few colleges in the United States that's actually 100,000 watts. So you could hear us the entire state of Georgia. You could hear us in the panhandle of Florida, and you could also hear us in Alabama.
Wow, that's a big reach.
Yes, it really was. And it was pretty cool, too, because you would have people call in, and they were calling from Florida, and they were calling from Alabama.
Yeah.
I was from Georgia when we would be doing our radio shows. So.
I love radio. I've fallen in love with radio over the years just for multiple reasons, but there is a reach in radio that I still find hard to wrap my whole psyche around, because talking to people, but you don't know how many people are really, really, really listening. And I don't even know if you can really understand. I mean, in terms of metrics, right? But yes. that's the best way to measure.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have the company Nielsen, people have heard of Nielsen as far as television is concerned, but they also measure our audience in radio too. And so there's a few different ways that it's done. So one is called diary, which is like memory recall. So they send out diaries of people. They actually pay them.
Okay.
Not a lot of them, but they do pay them.
Yeah.
And they have like basically a questionnaire or like a survey that you would go ahead and fill out.
Yeah.
And you do that. So they're starting to get away from that, though, because, of course, your memory recall is not going to necessarily be the most accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So they have what they call a people meter. So basically, it's a little device that they can connect to your car, or you can take it inside when you go inside, and it'll actually record what radio stations you listen to, how long you listen to them, what day, what time, so on and so forth. And then they can download that information.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Technology. Oh, my God. What's your driving force for maintaining an on-air presence?
I would say, first and foremost, to be present in the moment, that day that I'm actually on, that time. I would say informing the community and just being the best I can be on the air.
Yeah.
All I can do is just be me.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's not that you're talking to thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, but I was always trained, just talk to one person.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're talking to one person.
Mm-hmm.
And that conveys. So.
I get it. And it really personalizes the experience on to the listener.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And there's an art to it as well, because I was also taught in school that it's theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are talking or you're describing something, you need to try to be as descriptive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So people like that.
Let me ask you, how do you feel? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Heard. Let me ask you, how do you feel Black women are treated in the radio industry?
Okay. So let's just speak about media in general, right?
Okay.
And of course, we know that sometimes Black women are discriminated against by members of society based on race and gender.
Mm-hmm.
So with Black women, we got both of those things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then on top of that, sometimes you have to deal with stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the angry Black woman, the free code Black woman,
the
matriarch of the family type of Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to deal with all of that. So, but when you're talking about specifically pertaining to radio, it's actually going to depend directly on who you are working for as the company is concerned, as ownership, and also upper management.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got some companies that are very fair, and they will pay you according to the value that you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then others, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely can see it displayed in their actions or lack thereof.
Lack thereof, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever listen to the music? Does music ever pop up in your head when you waking up in the morning? Like, is it ever like to the point where you hear a song that you've heard 24 times on Tuesday just be in your head all day long? Have you ever had that happen?
I mean, probably when I first started out in the industry.
Yeah.
But now over the years, I have really, really learned work, life, balance.
Yeah.
But not unless it's something that maybe it's a song and it's just like, man, the song sounds good. So I may be singing all throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
But first thing when I get up in the morning or when I go to sleep, nah. Because once I unplug from the radio station, I'm focused on some other different things that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when I do listen to music, I like to listen to what we don't play.
What we're not playing, yeah.
Yeah, or some different pointers. You know what I'm saying? Let me explore and hear some different sounds.
Same. I dig. Mm-hmm. What does the future radio sound like to you?
Again, I'm going to go ahead and give you my futurist vision as far as on-air personalities and commercial radio is concerned. It is consistently being modernized by technology. And so what I mean by that is that you've got some radio companies that have one voice for like 5 to 10 local radio stations. So I see that increasing as corporate companies are always trying to maximize profitability and decrease overhead. And then I'll take it a step further that even what's going on currently right now is that you have AI computer generated voices being incorporated as well.
Really?
People are actually starting to use that for commercials now.
Wow.
Yes.
So we're not even listening to a real person when we're hearing like a commercial drop. And you don't even know it.
Right. That's how well the technology is becoming.
Wow.
And they've been working on it for years and years and years. And just each year they're perfecting it. And it's getting better and better and better. I'm telling you, robots. But there's so many people, it's like, oh my God, the robots are going to replace us, this, that, and the third. No, what you need to do is you need to be a futurist. And you need to embrace technology, number one.
Yeah.
You need to learn about it. And so it was so funny. I saw somebody do a post, and they showed like robots actually like thinking and writing. And it was three robots doing it simultaneously. And it's like, hey, is this something you embrace or something you fear? So, you know, a lot of people's like, oh, fear, they're trying to replace us. Like, humans are unpredictable.
Yeah.
They call in.
And they die.
All of that. Robots, they don't do that. But what I want people to do, flip it. Think about it, right? Either you need to learn. Robots are machines, number one. They're going to have to be repaired.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So learn how to fix robots. Or either hire, like buy robots and lease them out. Or sell them.
Lease them bots out.
Right. Just flip it and make it a business. So, I mean, like, there's so many different ways that you can actually make money off of technology. So don't fear it.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
You got to lean into it.
Their mindset on that. I mean, I'm like, shoot, I'm doing research on it, James. I invested in a robotic kiosk smoothie machine company.
Really?
They're going to have them placed in airports, in Walmarts, and Target. It's going to be just like a vending machine for smoothies. I'm like, oh, I'm so good. Look at your face.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look, I'm trying to tell you. Like, you know what I mean? And my thing is, like, we can't stop it.
No, you can't. You can't.
So embrace it. Learn about it. And you better find some money and invest in it. Because I can't wait to see the profit gains on this.
Okay.
Popping like all over the United States, all over the world. They already got a few posted up now in trial stages.
Wow. I mean, and when we're talking about making passive money, I mean, that's the future either way. I mean, if you have to have multiple streams of income. When eggs are $47 per carton, when eggs are an arm, a leg, and two breasts to buy, you better have, let me tell you, you either need multiple streams of income or make an OnlyFans or something. Do something. You got to, because what you can't do is continue to eat eggs and eat the way you've been eating off of one. No. So you have to have, you got to have your hands and your money and a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
That or buy your own chickens.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And old McDonald ain't finna have a farm around here. E-I-E, I know. Oh, no. Okay? I don't even like the smell of wild animals.
Oh, right.
What advice would you give to Neek on her first day at the radio station?
Oh, man. Relax and calm down. When I was on college radio, it was cool. It was among my peers. And
yeah.
It was no big deal. And then I would only come on the weekends. But when I got my first job in commercial radio, my very first day, I didn't know I could be so nervous.
Yeah.
Like, I was so nervous, my voice was trembling.
Calm your ass down.
Calm down. Yeah. The program director was like, Take some deep breaths. Calm down. You sound nervous. Even though I was on 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., but I mean, I'm still in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's what I would tell my younger self. Just calm down.
Relax. Relax.
Yeah.
What are some up-and-coming artists you think are on the rise right now?
Oh, shoot. Okay, let's start locally. King George. On the Southern Soul situation, like, he is just doing amazing. There's another kid by the name of Cusco the Fool.
Okay.
And PG Ra, like, their movement is really strong. I mean, there's some others as well. There's also some producers from South Carolina.
Okay.
That are doing amazingly well. We got this kid named TNT that's actually from something.
You told me about him.
Yeah, you got Jetson Made It, of course, doing the baby stuff. You got Nico Baby. Super Mario had tracks on Drake's last album. So I would just say on the South Carolina front, they definitely, the movement is moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I would say nationally, I love me some Doshi.
I do too.
I would say Pink Pantherist, Coi Leray,
okay.
Money Long.
Yeah.
I like Blast Style. Love me some Lucky Day.
Love Lucky Day.
Brent Fryers. Yes, I love it too.
Yes.
I like Brent Fryers' voice.
Mm-hmm.
He may not be a classically trained singer, but it's just something about his delivery. Felipe Blanco, I like him. Sir, love me some
Love, Sir.
I haven't felt like, yeah, he hasn't peaked yet, but I think he's on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rapper by the name of Saba. I've been following him for a while, so I think he should have next. Look, and let me tell you something. I love Glorilla and all her ratchet.
I'm F-I-E-E, fuck me free. I ain't got a word about no.
I love her and all her ratchet.
And all of her ratchetness.
Yes, absolutely.
And all of her ratchetness. If you could pick one singer to come back and drop one album, one singer, come back from the dead and drop one hot ass, just boom, boom, boom. And then go back to sleep. Who would it be?
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I just feel like because of his untimely death and he was literally working on a world tour and everything like that, I still think that he still has some life left in him.
Yeah.
But even though he has been silent, unfortunately, by death, his music still lives on.
Yeah.
I think that he still had some more left.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to say Aaliyah, and here's why. Because I think Aaliyah was really progressive with the producers she worked with. Her sound, like the last album, was way before its time, in my opinion. Some of those tracks could still, like, they could still be fire to me if I listened to them the first time. I think, and I mean, let me just be honest. I don't think Aaliyah is the greatest singer in the whole entire world. Okay. Love you. But I think that she's an entertainer who can camouflage that sound and just bring a different feel sonically to help other black, because Aaliyah kind of gave a lot of black folks that crossover of techno and a little bit of EDM with the hip hop blend. So I'm going to have to say Aaliyah.
No, definitely a good choice. It would have been amazing to see how she evolved as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny, you can probably sit and think when you heard the news where you actually were
mm-hmm.
when she passed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she definitely was gone too soon in that tragic airplane crash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is a word of advice you would give to upcoming artists? Yes.
I just think that there has to be something really unique and special about them still. What I'm noticing sometimes with some of the younger artists is that, yes, they're putting out music, but is it really timeless? Is it really classic?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that we're going to listen to 20 years from now mm-hmm. and still have the same type of feeling when we first heard it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really hearing a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's being manufactured very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And I would just tell them to try to make some timeless music, whether you're a rapper or a singer, work on just being different
mm-hmm.
all the way around, not mm-hmm. just the sound, but also even your presentation and your look
mm-hmm.
and be comfortable in that you're in. Just really, really try to resonate with people and try to touch them how they've never been touched before. There's a song lyrics that says, "You can look at me, but not with your eyes. And can you touch me with more than your hand?
Mm-hmm.
And artists need to be able to do that with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like there's got to be... I don't feel like there's a lot of timeless music going out right now. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like... And I'm still in the over 30 category. Like, I was out and very cognitive when music, when songs used to be last for like 20 weeks on the billboards. And we went to see the new Whitney Houston movie last night, and it was really good. It was really good. We learned a lot. We learned more about Robin, because Whitney and Robin was a thing. Mm-hmm. We learned that what's my man that discovered with Clive? We learned Clive Davis had a man.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a thing, like, that's been known in the industry
mm-hmm.
for years, but the general public didn't know it.
Mm. We're late to the party. Well, listen, when they dropped that tea, I was trying to find my cup, because I was in the movie theater just like, have you seen my teacup? Because it just spilled. When they dropped that news.
Yeah, well, you got to realize, too, in the era that she came out, it still wasn't accepted.
Absolutely. How do you feel, speaking of which, how do you see inclusion making its way into the music industry and into the radio industry? Because we know with Lil Nas X, we've seen how inclusion, he went from, I'm gonna take my road to the wrong road, and everybody in the club was going up. And then as soon as they heard he was gay, it was like totally obsolete. And then he came back and almost rebranded himself as being this huge LGBTQ superstar. So, like, I feel like it died on a local level, but he was born on a global level.
Well, what's interesting is talking to someone from the actual record label before he got signed, we let them know basically what his identification was, what his gender, like what his preference was sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, look, if we go ahead and we put that out initially in the beginning, like, you're basically a dead fish in water before you get started.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying that you can't eventually tell people your sexuality,
mm-hmm.
but let's just go ahead and get people to like you and like the music that you put out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they did. It was just controversial, him just doing country music.
Yeah.
I mean, so then it was like, once he kind of gained the success that he wanted and people liked him, then that's when he wanted to go ahead and live his true life and let people know exactly who he is and what he's all about.
Yeah.
Now, with him, it's just unique because even when he was online, he was kind of known as a troll.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows about controversy
mm-hmm.
very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that everything that was orchestrated around him, from creating the sneakers that looked like Nike with blood in the soul.
Yeah.
To, I can't remember what the name of the song was, where that one right there took me out.
Okay.
He's a stripper, and what I'm saying, and he's in heaven, and he slides down the pole, and he's giving the devil a lap dance. I'm like, come on, Lil Nas X, now you're pushing it just a
little. You're going this way, and I need you to come back.
You're pushing it too much.
You're pushing. You're taking me too far.
Yeah. But I think that the industry is becoming more accepting.
Yeah.
Because not just him. So we go to the other end of the spectrum where we're looking at somebody like a Saucy Santana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, full makeup, you know, like some body augmentation.
Yeah. On. Full drag, full BBL, full, yeah.
Like all of that.
Yeah.
And some people are going to like it and some people are not going to like
mm-hmm.
it. You know what I mean? My thing is that people should still have a choice.
Yeah. Absolutely. You absolutely. Know?
So, and then there's a few others too. There was actually a young lady that I think I was signed to Puffy's label, or Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
And she was openly gay rapper, but she never really kind of exploded on the scene.
I don't think anybody that's been under Diddy has exploded on the scene, Neat. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody, not Fatty Coo, not Day 26, not Danny Kane, nobody. It's just good to be connected. Diddy is like, yeah. That good uncle that people need to see you hold. This is my uncle Diddy, mm-hmm. but my uncle can't manage me. You're going down. You better hope you got an anchor, right? Because Diddy's not going to bring you but so far, okay? Check Cassie.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you taking the time out to be on my podcast. I love you so much.
Oh,
I respect your work, your hustle, everything you quietly bring to the table, everything that you've been doing. You are the LeBron.
Oh, well, thank you so much, James. I appreciate that. It is a team effort, but still, individually, you still got to make sure that you, your uniqueness to the table.
Absolutely.
And it helps out the team as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can't do it on your own. You cannot do it on your own.
No. And then the thing about it is, look, you need to be giving yourself several pats on the back, because it's like, how do you stay motivated? Not only stay motivated, how do you stay inspired? Mm-hmm. How is it that there's so many different things that you want to do, and there's so many people that talk, but you take action.
Yeah.
You take action in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the huge difference between people just wanting and saying they want to do something and then actually doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, them words don't equate to them actions, and them actions got to add up to them words. Bottom line, Neek, we love you. Thank you so much. And again, we appreciate you, and hopefully we can have you back on here. And I mean, a couple more times in 2023. I mean,
as
our lives develop, as things change, we'll continue to stay in contact. And we appreciate y'all for listening. Make sure, Neek, how can people get in touch with
you? Let's see, I got like 4 or 5 different websites, so we won't be
run them down.
I guess the easiest way would be social media. So like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, it's all Get to Know Neek. So that's G-E-T, the number 2, K-N-O-W-N-E-E-K. Yeah, so definitely. And of course, you got to come back and join me. We need to reformulate, refresh.
Let's do this. 2023, I'm going no holds bar. If I think I can do it, I know I can.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Okay. All right, Neek, love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Love you too. Okay.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Black Queer Culture Show with James Patrick.